Part 6. Lord Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill. Shukadeva Goswami continued. On Indra's order, the clouds of universal destruction, released untimely from their bonds, went to the cowherd pastures of Nanda Maharaj. There they began to torment the inhabitants by powerfully pouring down torrents of rain upon them. Propelled by the fearsome wind gods, the clouds blazed with lightning bolts and roared with thunder as they hurled down hailstones. As the clouds released torrents of rain as thick as massive columns, the earth was submerged in the flood, and high ground could no longer be distinguished from low ground. The cows and other animals, shivering from the excessive rain and wind, and the cowherd men and ladies pained by the cold, all approached Lord Govinda for shelter. Trembling from the distress brought about by the severe rainfall, and trying to cover their heads and calves with their own bodies, the cows approached the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvam Nathang Gokulang Prabho Tratum Arhasi Devanna Kupitad Bhakta Vatsalaha. O Krishna, O Krishna, O most fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. O Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees. Please save us also. Shukadeva Goswami continued. Seeing the inhabitants of his Gokul rendered practically unconscious by the onslaught of hail and blasting wind, the Supreme Lord Hari understood that this was the work of angry Indra. Krishna then said to himself, because we have stopped his sacrifice, Indra has caused this unusually fierce, unseasonable rain, together with terrible winds and hail. But by my mystic power, I will completely counteract this disturbance caused by Indra. Demigods like Indra are proud of their opulence, and out of foolishness they falsely consider themselves to be the Lord of the universe. I, the Supreme Lord, will now destroy such ignorance. Since the demigods are endowed with the mode of goodness, the false pride of considering oneself the Lord should certainly not affect them. But when I break the false prestige of those bereft of goodness, my purpose is to bring them relief. I must therefore protect the cowherder community by my transcendental potency. For I am their shelter, I am their master, and indeed they are my own family. After all, I have taken a vow to protect my devotees. Shukadeva Goswami continued. Having said this, Lord Krishna, who is Vishnu himself, picked up Govardhan Hill with one hand and held it aloft just as easily as a child holds up a mushroom. The Lord then addressed the cowherder community. O Mother, O Father, O residents of Braja, if you wish, you may now come under this hill along with your cows. You should have no fear that this mountain will fall from my hand. And do not be afraid of the wind and rain, for your deliverance from these afflictions has already been arranged by me.